Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon in the District of Columbia. It is time to Ask B. Mitch Anything. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. B and I both got some new Collars & Co. gear. I love it, man. We both got those pants, which are phenomenal.
They are the best.
They're super comfortable. Feels like you're wearing sweats, but they're really dressy and look sharp. The dress shirts I got, I know you didn't order the dress shirts. They are incredible and feels like you're wearing air conditioning. Like, it's so cool. And the blazer.
That's a good way of putting it.
You know, the blazer I got fits perfect. Check them out, Collars & Co. We both have promo codes, JPFinley20, BMitchFinley20. Anything over $99, you save 20% using the code. As Tony Kornheiser would say, use the code, people. All right, let's get to these phone lines. Let's start with our guy, Kenny in Largo. What's up, Kenny?
What up, Kenny?
What up, JP, BMitch? How y'all doing today on this fine Friday?
We're good,
man. How they doing? I guess this question for both of y'all, for real. So, at this point in the season, do y'all think that as a team we found our identity, or how long do y'all think it's going to take for us to find it?
I don't know if we completely have our identity yet, but I think if you look at the two games we won, you see one developing where we ran the football very effectively. We had over 200 yards in both of those games.
Run the hell out of it.
And we had a strong defensive line approach where they got pressure. And he had opportunistic special teams unit.
Mm-hmm. Good word.
If those three things continue to be around more often than not, you're going to win more games than you'll lose.
For sure. All right. I appreciate that.
All right, bro. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it. Have a great day. You know, one thing I found interesting is people are like, man, Cliff's got to stick with the run. They've played three games. In two of them, they've ran for more than 200 yards.
That's people that don't pay attention.
I recognize they got away from the run too much against Green Bay. They did. But that game, there's also some game flow to it. They were down two touchdowns most of the game. They were chasing points.
Yeah. But they did run the ball. Two of the three games. Where do we really not run? The game where it seemed like we couldn't move the ball at all, no matter what.
Seemed like they were getting...
Yeah.
They couldn't win the line of scrimmage. So it gets hard to run. Let's go to Andrew's in D.C. Andrew, what up, man? Ask B something.
Hey, how you guys doing? So I was just going to ask, like, we've been hearing a lot of talk in the last week with, like, different coordinators and teams about, like, difference between, like, schemes and, like, execution. I wanted to ask, like, how can, like, fans better know, like, the difference when we're, like, watching TV of, like, oh, this is the scheme or this was the execution? Because most of the time, we're just screaming about, like, the players or the coordinators didn't, like, do it right.
I think the fans have to, at least when you're listening to the coaches talk and the players talk and even some media folks, you want to pay closer attention to what they're saying instead of just looking for the outcome of something. That's the problem with a lot of people. They only look for the outcome, and that's the way that they tell whether something was successful or not. But like people like a Logan Paulson, Logan breaks it down to a point where you will understand. You see what they're trying to do, and it may not work, but you go, if they stick at it, this is gonna pop for them later on. That's the way I watch the game. That's why I don't get upset about a lot of stuff, because I care for the end result, but I can see what's coming based off of how the game is transpiring.
Well, I think that's a pretty astute. Like, look at the Ravens right now, and everybody wants to scream about the D coordinator, right? You lose uh-huh. Mike McDonald, who looks like a real stud, and it kind of causes trouble. But Orr is not the one missing the tackles and getting blown off the ball.
True.
A big reason, I think, why fans generally will scream about the coaches, fans generally root for the players. They want their autographs. Mm-hmm. They want them to throw them their gloves or whatever, their headband. Like, generally, the coaches are kind of nameless to most fans. Like, the average fan probably can't tell you the D-line coach or the linebackers coach. Maybe mm-hmm. on this team you can, because they're like former players that are big name people. But like, it's easy to scream about the coach and blame the coach, when in fact most coverage busts, like when you think about that Packers game and how open Tucker Kraft got down the seam.
That was on players.
That was not designed.
No, that was on the
That's
players.
That's not the design.
yeah, that was on the players. 100%.
All right, good call, Andrew. Thanks, bud. Let's go to Brian in Hagerstown. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. It's Ask Me Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good to talk to you as always. Hey, JP, real quick, I'd like to say, I disagree with the governor when he said Mariota's not going to win you a game. He drove that team down the field last year and beat Dallas, and he had a big hand in that, hitting Terry also before that run. But
great point.
My question for B-Mitch, hey, a team came to you, college or pro, and said, hey, we've got a running back's position open and we've got a special teams coordinator position open. We want you for either one. You pick. Which one would you choose?
I'll take special teams. Then I get to work with more people on the team than I would at the running back position. Running back coach, you're going to deal with about, what, 5-6 people? Well, in college, you may deal with 10 to 15. But if you deal with special teams, you're dealing with everybody on that team except that starting quarterback.
I mean, that's
appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. Isn't that one of the reasons people thought John Harbaugh was such a good candidate?
Yeah, and I think the special teams coach has a lot of influence on the team. And for me, I want to be able to impact majority of the players, just one little facet.
Got a good one via Twitter from Travis Wigfall. He said, why do so many people care what Vegas thinks in sports? Their goal is to get you to bet, not who they think is going to win the game.
Because people think Vegas care about them and care about what, but really, like I always say, Vegas want to make money. They're not trying to make you money. And that's how they start their business. If you go to Vegas, if you've been going to Vegas as long as I've been going, you look at the buildings. They're getting bigger, prettier, more expensive. And how many people are going there and their dreams still haven't come true? They're trying to get you to bet the money. Not necessarily to make you know more about the game. They can care less. But if 50% of the country go with one side and 50% go with the other, you bet money on them, right? And they make money.
There are times where Vegas isn't trying to get a 50-50 split. There are times where Vegas knows something. There's a reason the point spreads are always so accurate.
And they make the point spread to a point where still they're going to have some people saying, I got one, and other people going to think, I don't have one.
Right.
Yeah, it's smart.
Like, the conversation surrounding Vegas all the time is probably far overblown to Travis's point, but mm-hmm. You can gain some knowledge about expectations. But like last night, I saw online a bunch of people, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is off to a fantastic start for Seattle. And so a lot of people were really excited by his betting total, by his yardage total. And I think he squeaked just under. I think he was at like 83 and he finished at 79. Mm-hmm. Like that's what Vegas does, man. There's a reason they're good at what they do. Harold is in DC. What's up, Harold?
Hey, fellas, how's it going? B-Mitch, I got an important question for you.
What you got?
Do you think that your Hall of Fame induction is being held up? Because if they make a life-size bus for you, they don't have a presentation area that could fit it.
You got to be somebody. You and Jeff been working on this for the longest.
Oh, hey, that's good,
it's
dude.
People, it's that's people good. In the Hall of Fame with heads bigger than mine. Believe that.
You guys have a good one, man.
Thanks, dude.
I heard Jeff say that would be a good question. I said, what is this going to be? That's the one, Jeff? The question, dude, about the size, of the reason that the Hall of Fame stuff been held up, that's what you said was a good question?
Nah, I was talking about the when he was asking, was it scheme or execution?
Okay. I just when he
that
said
was good too though.
I knew something was coming, but okay.
News from the NFL officially announced a 2026 regular season game in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Mm. So far, the Brazil games have been in Sao Paulo. The league announces they're going to play at least three games in Rio over the next 5 years.
Okay.
Please let the Commanders go.
Yo, I'm in on that.
I am too.
I might. Do I need a? Do you have to get a butt lift to go to Brazil?
What?
People always talk about the Brazilian butt lifts.
JP, I hope you're not trying to go get one of those.
Trying to get one for his anniversary.
Something seriously wrong with you, dog.
I have a serious question.
Please don't be about no butt lift.
Nobody knows what will happen with the Hall of Fame. It's an incredibly, incredibly competitive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Process.
Yeah.
Washington has been underrepresented in the Hall of Fame for some time. There's a lot of factors to that. Most of those we probably won't share on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think the disdain for Dan Snyder league-wide was a factor for some time?
Yes.
I do, too.
I think so, yeah.
And I think that's gone. And I think you've got a team now that will put their resources into supporting their candidates, yourself and London Fletcher. And let's hope it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You sitting down, Landfill? There's a man of the cloth on the line. It's time to go to church. Hello, Reverend. Rev T, how do you do?
What's going on, JP, B-Mitch, Landfill, my man Jeff? You know I love you the best. Man, but B-Mitch, though, man, you know I started, hey, sound like a broken record, but when them Commanders going to set me free, man? Why they keep downcharging me and just brushing me to the side like I ain't never exist? I'm really starting to feel like an old, wasted relic sitting on the sideline and can't do my thing with these people in the fan base. B-Mitch, what should I do, man? I'm just frustrated with it, and I don't want to be angry about it. I just want to get my tickets back to do my thing, man.
Just keep doing it. I got to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. I've talked to some people that I think are going to work on getting it right, and you just can't get frustrated and do something stupid.
No, I ain't going to do nothing stupid, man. For real, B-Mitch. I just want to take my boy to the game. He ready now, man. TJ ready now, man.
Could you go to a road game?
I could go to a road game. Yeah, I could.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of ideas for you, man.
I could go to road games, but I'm staying my home, though, man.
Yeah.
I've been kicked out of my house, man. Here's what
I can tell you, Rev.
Yeah, man.
Whatever Brian and I can do is done. So, you know what I mean? Like,
I know, JP. I know you didn't took your ears and flew to somebody and tried to talk to them. I appreciate that. Hey, JP, you know
what? Help you out, then you're going to crack on it. What the hell?
Hey, I still got to keep it 100. I ain't going to beg nobody for nothing. You know me better than that.
Thank you,
but JP, though, but hold on, JP, before I go, you know, the stock, I heard you was doing a commercial for American Airlines. Don't you know they said, man, the stock went up when they saw your ears start flying and stuff. They just knew they had. Anyway, I love y'all.
Goodbye, Reverend. Thank you for
damn
the gospel.
Fool is what he is.
Jacob is in Falls Church. What's up, Jake?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
My question for B. Mitch. So everybody's talking about Will Harris is, going on IR, not coming back for quite a while. From what I've seen of the tape, it seems like, and I know Jeremy Reeves is so important to the special teams, but man, it just seems like every time he's in the right place, and in the preseason he showed it too, he got called for that like terrible penalty in the preseason when he just clocked the guy that the other guy was going low.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it just seems like Jeremy Reeves is doing a great job, and I know Dan Quinn had talked about trying to get Revo on some more defensive snaps, and I just didn't know. From your perspective, seeing the game tape, have you seen Revo like flashing and stuff?
Yes, yes. I've seen Revo flash for more years than just this year. Every time he got in on defense, he's made plays. You know, and then he's exceptional at special teams. That just like Joe Witt stated, a lot of coaches get to a point where a guy is so effective at what he does on teams that you don't put him into the other stuff because you think it's going to affect him doing that.
But it seems like now we need it, right? Because we got some secondary injuries and stuff, and we just signed a guy, right? What's his name?
Darnell Savage.
The safety, right? So like it just seems like Revo's ready to go, man, and I just want to see him, doing more plays. Like every time he's been in, he's produced. So like let's see him full time there.
I think you will see him.
Yeah.
I think you will.
Thank
you,
Jacob. Let's go to Frank in D.C. Jeff, keep loading the phones. We'll keep taking them. Frank, what's up, dude?
Hey, listen, JP, B-Mitch. B-Mitch, I got a question for you. This is an urban legend question. Your old coach, Wayne Sevier, was on the Ken Beatrice show the week before we played Atlanta in 92. And I told him, I said, there's a play that you have in your repertoire that you haven't used since 83 was a double safety throwback to a punt returner.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you haven't used it. And the next week, you threw that pass to Desmond Howard for a touchdown.
Oh, boy.
Did he come in and say a fan gave him that idea?
Nah, he didn't say the fan gave it, but they sure put it in.
Yeah, because, like I said, I've been a Redskin historian, man. I've been watching Redskin games since 64. And I can remember every great punt returner that we had from the 60s all to yourself. And I had never seen that happen except for twice.
I want to test you.
So,
tell me about a kick return in 19. Tell me about a great punt return from the 60s.
Well, first was Ricky Harris. Then after Ricky Harris was Speedy Duncan. After Speedy Duncan was Alvin Hayman. After Alvin Hayman was Eddie Brown. And after Eddie Brown was Mike Nims and then B. Mitch.
Damn. What was my guy's name? Speedy Duncan?
Yeah, Speedy Duncan.
Speedy Duncan, yeah, number 45, man. We got him from the Chargers. He was one of George Allen's boys.
I love that. All right, yo, you win the challenge, dude. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, man. Listen, I have seen so much Redskin football in my life that I remember the old days better than these days because in the old days, like George Allen taught us how to hate the Cowboys. You see what I'm saying? And so when we went to games, we went as a crew. And all of us went together only in preseason because we couldn't get into the regular season games, so they all sold out.
Wow.
So I've seen it all, man.
Thanks for the call,
Frank. B-Mitch, listen.
Yo.
Listen, one other thing, man. You going to the Hall is my bucket list, man. I told you you're my father's favorite punt returner. And so my kid's going to fly me into Cleveland. We're going to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then we're going to Canton.
All right.
And we all going to be wearing number 30 jerseys.
Gotcha, brother. Appreciate that.
Hey, man. We love you, man. I tell you.
So I just looked up Speedy Duncan. He is from Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
From Tuscaloosa. Went to college at Jackson State. Played 11 years in the pros. Was that Bama wasn't taking black dudes then?
Probably wasn't.
I mean,
they didn't take any until when
did they?
USC came along, whooped that ass, and then old Bear Bryant said, I got to give me some of them.
Damn, that wasn't until 1970?
Yes.
Damn.
And it all around because USC was smart. They went early. And then old Bear Bryant said, well, let me jump on this too.
Yeah, apparently it was a fullback by the name of Sam Cunningham, and USC rolled 42-21, and that changed everything. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to keep it going. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're doing Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co. At 12:45, Jeff Walker's got a new song.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.